The best plays are those that are both specific and universal, revealing vivid details about individuals or cultures or historical moments, while also giving us a glimpse of the common thread that connects the audience to the characters whose lives are unfolding up on the stage. The late August Wilson was amongst the best practitioners of this art. His plays are rooted in the historical and socio-political details of the African-American experience, and at the same time, his plays are about fathers and daughters, sisters and brothers, husbands and wives, friends and foes. His plays are about getting ahead in the world, finding something to believe in, making and losing money, abandoning and discovering love, finding hope, and finding a sense of one's own value and purpose. As such, August Wilson's plays are about everyone. His Pulitzer-winning play Fences, set in the 1950s, captures that sense of specific universality in a new, vibrant, and emotionally driven production at Marin Theatre Company. Directed with graceful attention to the connective tissue that binds a family together, Fences tells the story of Troy Maxson, a mightily proud, deeply angry former Negro Leagues baseball player. At odds with his own past, Troy has been calmed and somewhat healed by the steady love of his powerhouse wife, Rose. But even she cannot dampen the growing fire building between Troy and their teenage son, Corey. The young man has been offered a shot at a college football scholarship, but stands to lose it all if his father doesn't agree to let him have the shot he never got himself. Troy Maxson, played with quiet fury by Carl Lumbly, is easily one of the great fictional characters of the modern American stage. A man who can be petty, mean-spirited, and unapologetically unlikable one moment, yet playfully gentle, generous, and loving the next. Troy is a gloriously messy mix of contradictory impulses, and Lumbly makes him achingly believable, his strengths and flaws all frustratingly raw and real. Similarly, at Marin Alter Theater in San Rafael, actor-writer Denmo Ibrahim's world premiere Baba ties the specific and the universal together in an amazingly insightful, superbly performed one-woman show. Essentially two related one-acts, Baba begins with Denmo invisible inside the mustache, overcoat, and fake belly of a middle-aged Egyptian-American man named Mo. He is waiting patiently in line, if only barely waiting patiently, as various government clerks make him fill out and refill out pages and pages of forms. Mo needs a visa to be issued to his 6-year-old daughter, Layla, with a red-eye flight to Egypt looming just hours away, and he knows he mustn't express anger at the runaround he's getting, or he risks having to start all over again. Ibrahim, the author and performer, is jaw-droppingly good at letting us see what Mo sees during this white-collar nightmare. And when Mo's part of the story ends, she literally strips his character away to become the grown-up Layla, now waiting in an airport for a flight to Egypt, where she will be reunited with her father after a lifetime of absence. Baba has plenty of observations to make about the immigrant experience and the way the members of different cultures all see each other, and sometimes don't. At the same time, it's a wholly relatable story of a father and daughter, a universally gorgeous slice of life in which we become both of them and come to realize that they are us. Fences runs Tuesday through Sunday through May 11th at Marin Theatre Company, marintheatre.org. Baba runs weekends through April 27th at Marin Alter Theatre, marinaltertheatre.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.